Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this week. Darkest Hours, Mike Schleibaum. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. This is awesome.
Absolutely. The band has a banger of a new album called Perpetual Terminal and this amazing tour to support it. Mike, this is the band's 10th album. And perhaps coincidentally or not, the album is focused on themes of survival and rebirth. Where was your head at going into making this record? And how long before you started seeing some recurring themes?
Oh, man, our heads been all over the place. I'm not going to lie. It's been 7 years. So the heads have been turning a lot of different directions. You know what I mean? But it wasn't until kind of post-pandemic when we were doing a celebration tour for our Deliver Us record that we sort of got in focus again. Like, we were like, oh, these people that love our band are like us. They love albums. They love to dig into the details. We don't need to play the game of the internet. We don't need to do singles or do, you know what? Let's just make a really great album, you know? And then at that moment, it was sort of, we dove in and, you know, lyrically, it was really tough at first because I think for me, you know, John, he likes to take control of that, but we're also not a total democracy. Like, me and him will go at it hard. And I kind of was just on him. Like I said over and over, this album, like, this needs to mean something. You know what I mean? You have to have something to say where we're at in our lives, how long we've been doing this, how much it's been happening, like everything. Like, how do you have nothing to say? Like, you know, of course he did. And it wasn't, you know, it was a minute until we got into the lyrics before we started to see like, oh, this album's about starting over. I mean, dude, that's all we've ever known. But then after a minute, that didn't make sense because it's like, but we never gave up. Like, we've been here the whole time. People are saying, oh, Darkest Hour is back. You're back. It's so cool you're back. And it's like, man, we never left. We've been making live streams and been on tour for 2.5 years, like before the pandemic, then survived coming at people live over the internet the whole time during it. And it's kind of like, no, this album's about survivalism. You know, and or is it about both? Or is it about how those are at odds with each other? I mean, which is it? Then there we go. Then we had a theme. And the songs really break down into kind of other things that really mean personal things or make statements and under the umbrella of those major ideas. And I also think whenever I talk about the lyrics and the themes, John really wants me to encourage people to read the lyrics themselves and think about what it means to them. Because a lot of times these lyrics are written in a way where they could be about what he's saying, but they could also be about what you're living, you know? And I think that's what makes them good. And I think that's what makes the themes on the album good. And I think people will connect, you know?
Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour with us got the title track for you now from their latest record, Perpetual Terminal. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour is my guest on the show this week. We're talking about the new Perpetual Terminal album. And Mike, you've discussed killing parts of yourself in order to make new parts and survive. At this far into your career, it's safe to say you've learned to adapt. Looking back, what do you think was your biggest moment of evolution in the group? Taking a chance musically and having it pay off in terms of advancing yourself forward as a band?
Can I give you two answers? Because there's two like just hit me like a bus. And I was like, wow. Like as you were saying the question, I thought, I'll never, boom, it just hit me. And then I was like, but that can't be it. What about this? Definitely the first thing that comes to mind is Ozzfest 2004. We did that. We were the last band added. It was Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, Slayer. I'm talking about all the lineups that matter of those bands. Not that Slayer's lineup with Gary Holt isn't awesome, and not that I don't love Ozzy solo, but this was Black Sabbath with Black Sabbath. Judas Priest, the way I know Judas Priest, Slayer, all four of them. It was insane. Supergiant Ritual, Slipknot, Hatebreed, Lamb of God, and then all of our buddies from the clubs, you know, like Bleeding Through, Every Time I Die, Unearth. You know, that tour, I'm leaving out Shadows Fall was probably on the year before. Like, I just lump them in there. It's just like so many bands. That was just such a defining moment for this band to be able to watch Black Sabbath every night, to be able to see basically the kings of this music, you know, Slayer, like how they do things, who are, like, how do they operate? Just the whole thing was, I think, a jolt to the system, because before that, we had come from really hardcore punk, DIY, underground world where we knew so well by that point, it was almost comfortable. And for us, if we had stayed there any longer, I think we would have just either ended or it would have just gone real badly. But instead, this door just opened up and it was like, oh, hey, check out Judas Priest live. Like, you feel this energy. And then all of a sudden you're hooked. You're like, oh my God, this is like starting over, you know? And then the other time, because I told you I was going to give you two, was the time that we met Devin Townsend. We knew of Devin Townsend. Of course we knew of him. But he produced two of our more iconic records, Undoing Ruin and Deliver Us. And we had never really met until the first time we met him when we made Undoing Ruin. And just getting to know him, seeing him play guitar in front of you, like seeing him take an idea you already thought was good and just turn it into magic in front of you. I mean, it's like, to this day, I'll never forget that, those moments. And seeing him drunk karaoke Bryan Adams is incredible. You know, and then you're around something like that as a band, as a unit, and it just really forms kind of, almost a new core memory that you draw on whenever you move forward creatively. And I think those two experiences definitely, you know, if you ever meet Devin Townsend, you know what I mean. And if you ever play with Black Sabbath, Slayer, Judas Priest, or Slipknot, etc., you'll know what I mean.
Mike from Darkest Hour with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, a new tune from Alpha Wolf. Their latest record, Half Living Things, just came out. Also tunes from Sepultura, Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit coming up later on, and more with Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour next. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour with us on the show this week. And Mike, it's got to be rewarding to see the fan support. And I know this album came together with the help of fans through Patreon. What has it meant to build up that following and see the returns that allowed you to do this album without a label initially behind it? And how does it keep you on your toes to have this Patreon as a source of connecting with your fans?
You know, the Patreon's a labor of love. I'm not going to lie. Like, I hate the computer. I love being in a band so much that I will go on the computer. But what surprised me is when I got on there and I was doing it as a band, I realized that I remembered that I do really love meeting people who like this band and meeting people who just love heavy metal, you know, or hardcore or death metal, whatever you want to call it. And people just love music as much as me, who just love it so much it's their life, you know? And the entire this real energy between, you know, behind completing this album was the energy we felt when we went back out on tour, and we felt like when people love this band, you know, when people love this band and you see that they love it in the way that you love other bands, it's like a drug you can't explain. And I think that when those people appreciate and like what you did, first it's a shock of like relief, like, oh my God, I'm relieved that we did okay, you know? And then it's like a hit of like, of relief, where, you know, relief plus happiness, we're like, this is great. This is what I wanted to achieve as an artist. So, I mean, at the same time, we have taken risks on this record where we want to, you know, even break out of the box still 10 albums in, you know, and I think that's still important to note, that we are still not afraid to challenge what people who like the band feel or think or want to hear. But at the same time, like, we're not afraid to say like, yeah, it feels nice when people like it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, music from High on Fire. More with my guest, Mike Schleibaum of Darkest Hour. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour is with us this week. And Mike, one of the stronger tracks on this new album is Societal Bile, which you've called a nod to the survivors. The world does us no favors sometimes, but this one's for those who fight the good fight and push on through. And this feels a bit more personal. Do you have a survival story that feeds into this song?
Well, I mean, I definitely think that everyone's got their personal one. And, you know, talking about mine, I think it's important to note that, like, I feel pretty privileged to have had the trials I've had to face, the stuff that I feel like that weighs me down in comparison to things that you see happening in the world, it seems you know, pale. But if I must, you know, as an artist, as a person that's dedicated his entire life to being in a band, you know, it's not necessarily been easy. And anybody who's done anything they love enough to want to dedicate their life to it knows that, you know, that feeling, you know, of both just love and disgust all at the same time, addiction and freedom all lined up together. And so I think that that's the piece, that's my struggle in there, is like this band and this journey has been my love the whole time I've done it, but it's also been a struggle to remain like a regular person, like have a family, like have some kind of ground in reality, you know. And so I think that for me, surviving the game of this crazy life I've been trying to live for 30 years and not either burn out or spin out or destroy everything around me has been my challenge. But I also know that John's challenge that he speaks of in the song is much different. And I know that the people that have connected to it also kind of have had different stories of survivalism that connect to the song. And so I love it for that, but I also love it for the fact that it was one of the songs that just, it just happened. And it was like, oh, sweet. That's weird. It's a weird, the whole thing's weird, but it's cool. Like, boom. And I don't know, as an artist, you can't, to quote Bob Ross, it was a beautiful, happy accident. You know what I mean? And it's never better when that happens that way.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Pantera, Machine Head. More with Mike from Darkest Hour right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mike Schleibaum of Darkest Hour on the show with us this week, talking about the band's new record, Perpetual Terminal. And Mike, there's a quote in the press materials with the philosophy, find life and live it till the wheels fall off. And you guys clearly love what you do. I wanted to ask, though, what was maybe the biggest surprise or misconception about what you thought this career would be starting the band and what it actually is?
I mean, I definitely think when we started the band, we thought, like, I don't need the goal or, like, I don't know, the optimal place to be was really not in the driver's seat of much, but just being able to handle the band creatively, having all these people around you who could do a bunch of the details, and just being able to delegate really doing the band to a whole bunch of other people that you could afford while you got to sit around in your soft pants all day and jam thrash riffs, you know, and watch TV. But then as we went through every phase of our life in this band, I mean, we've been in the band for 30 years, but it's also been basically since I could drive a car, you know what I mean? Like on and kind of go through that. And I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about how dumb that is and think how long that we've been doing a band. The biggest surprise this whole thing has been that it isn't that journey to get to soft band, you know? It's actually waking up at 5 a.m. because my are up at, it's already like noon over there in Germany and everything's happening. You know what I mean? And realizing like you don't have any time to waste if you want to make this thing that you love, like be a reality and be able to like keep lights turned on and like basically keep people out from having to have other jobs so that can creatively do this thing and enjoy it. And doing that, realizing that like all the details that go into running a band and all the things you've had to do to survive have really made us love like doing the band, because you get to control all those little details and make them all about the band that you're doing. And I think that the technology has allowed us to kind of take the grip of controlling the management of the band in a lot of ways. And I think that now, years later, instead of rather like sitting in the back and just being the guys in the band, we like to be like, you know, we're not only the guys in the band, but we manage the band, we're in control of the band, we're watching everything, and we're right here, you know? And so when you interact with us anywhere, you really do interact with us, and that makes it real and honest. And I think in the end, that's something we can be proud of. And so I don't know, we thought we had the wrong idea what this game was about when we started, that's for sure.
Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up next. By the way, Death Clock this weekend kicking off the Mutilation on a Spring Night tour with Dragon Force and Necrogoblicon. And also this weekend, Metalocalypse Army of the Doomstar is streaming on Max. So if you haven't seen it, you have to check it out. Music from Sleep Token and more with Mike from Darkest Hour next. It's Full Metal Jacket. Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour on the show with us this week. And Mike, in addition to the new record, you recently had a chance to reissue the Godless Prophets and the Migrant Flora album on vinyl. Got to ask if you are a big vinyl collector or if you have a preferred format in listening to music. And if you are a collector, what's the favorite vinyl pieces in your music collection?
Oh, my favorite vinyl? Oh, man. Okay. First of all, I have some really cool old Ozzy vinyl that I love. You know, I love the artwork of it. And I love, like, everything about it reminds me of when I was too young to be allowed to have it, you know? And so I have this really awesome pressing of the record, No Rest for the Wicked. I have that pressing too, but Speak of the Devil, that's what I'm talking about. And it's the live Ozzy record that's not on Spotify. Brad Gillis plays guitar on it. It's just incredible album. And this press of this vinyl, wherever I got it in Europe, whoever knows, man, it sounds so awesome. It's the best version of it. So I definitely love that record. And then also I have this really amazing vinyl of hip hop record called RAP Music, Rap Music by Killer Mike that someone gave me. And I don't have that many hip hop records on vinyl, but it just sounds incredible. Like, I love putting it on the turntable and, like, it's so clear. It has so much bottom end, it makes me rethink a lot of the heavy metal records that I love and the way that they sound. So I love that record too. And then also, I have this really awesome UFO record that UFO was not on my radar. But doing all these tours in Europe, people hand me stuff. And I remember someone handed me this UFO record. He handed it to me. And I remember thinking it was so weird that someone randomly outside the venue had given me this record. And so it means a lot to me because it's like literally how I discovered UFO on my turntable, you know? And that doesn't happen in an age where, like, you can just listen to everything. Because I didn't think about it at the time. Brought it on with all my tour here and put it on. It was a really cool experience. I don't know, that's three. I can go on because I got a lot of records in there.
But those are your favorite.
Those are my three.
Darkest Hour, new record, Perpetual Terminal. Pick up the new record. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck out there. And looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Stick around after the break. We've got more metal on the way.